written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Amen. I just had Michael go turn up my mic, so hopefully it'll sound a little better in a moment. So how many of you have ever prayed to God, please, Lord, increase my faith? Right? We're going through a difficult time. Please, I don't understand. This doesn't make sense. Where are you? Please, Lord, increase my faith. That is such a common and human prayer that we offer. And yet we hear Jesus chastising his disciples, actually being a little bit sarcastic with them and saying, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could command this tree to be uprooted and plant itself in Barnstable Harbor. Especially given that the disciples pleading with Jesus to increase their faith comes immediately after very difficult teachings that he's offered them, when Jesus has reminded them that they are the keeper of their brothers and sisters and warns them about leading anyone into difficult circumstances or behaviors. And then he exhorts them to forgive each other 70 times 7 times. So no wonder they throw up their hands and say, oh my gosh, Lord, please increase our faith. This seems too much to us. And in response to that, Jesus is clearly frustrated. It was helpful for me to remember through a gifted Bible commentator named Bruce Molina that faith, in the context in which Jesus is teaching us today, was not about an intellectual grasping or the quantity of knowledge, of belief, the quantity of things that you could piece together as a proof of God's existence and presence with you. Faith was not about the mind. Faith was a matter of loyalty, of commitment to God, particularly commitment to the relationship with Jesus. So Jesus is not saying to his disciples, if you studied enough of the scriptures, if you studied enough of the Talmud, you would be able to cram enough information into your mind that you would have enough faith that you could move that mulberry tree. Jesus is saying, if you would just let me love you, if you would just be in relationship with me and profess your loyalty to me, you can do anything. Having that slight shift, that this is not about the quantity of something that we can get into our brains, but the quality of the relationship that we open ourselves to with God and with Jesus, then we unlock for ourselves this power that Jesus is somewhat flippantly talking about, but is available to every one of us. Those miracles that come to us when we are grounded in relationship with Jesus, when we are receiving that love of God in our lives. When Thomas Merton would talk with people about faith, when he would talk with them about the grace, the gift that comes, that faith is in our lives, of receiving that sense of unity, that love, that relationship with God, he used to talk about it in such a way that one of his students, a monk named James Finley, uses a metaphor of a river. The love of God, that experience of the grace of God, faith and trust in this relationship, is like a river that is flowing through and in and around all of our lives. But we have to decide to enter it. When we do choose to enter the river, this river of complete acceptance, of joy and peace that comes with faith, that comes with trust, comes with the knowledge of how deeply loved you are. When you enter that river, it doesn't matter, James Finley says, if you enter that river as a baby, if you happen to be one of those people that had that deep acceptance and love instantly from the time you were a child, or if you come to it when you're 97, you both get wet. it doesn't matter if you were born next to the river, or you were born hundreds of miles from the river and it took you a while to migrate down to the banks. When you enter the river, you both get wet. Whether men or women, whether people of any race, any class, any sexuality, any political orientation, no matter who enters the river of such joy and acceptance of love that's found in relationship with God and Jesus, we all get wet. You're not just a little bit wet and you're begging for more wetness. If you're in the river, you're wet. And so Jesus, I think, is trying to share this point in a slightly frustrated way with his disciples this morning. Profess your loyalty and your relationship to me. Have faith in me. Trust in me. In whatever ways the future seems uncertain to you, you will be able to deal with it. When we hear this gospel passage in that way, that we are not trying to get more quantity of something, but we're seeking a relationship with God, we are seeking to dive into the river that God is constantly pouring into our hearts and our minds and our lives. When we see the gospel passage in that light, then when we hear the phrase, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you can easily complete that sentence. If you had faith like a mustard seed, then you would be able to face whatever health challenges are in your life or the life of a loved one with some measure of comfort and peace, knowing that God is with you and that you can trust God to always care for you. If you had faith like a mustard seed, whatever financial worries are present in your heart, in your mind, in your life, you would be able to be calm in facing them and open to creative solutions that God brings into your life through mysterious ways. Because you were trusting that God was with you no matter where those difficulties led. If you had faith like a mustard seed and there's a relationship in your life that causes some friction or some tension or some anxiety, if there's somebody that you feel you need to forgive or you need to be forgiven for something, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would have the courage and the openness of heart to move in a new direction with that person. Faith like a mustard seed is present in every single one of us. Trusting in God, trusting in Jesus, allowing ourselves to be refreshed in the river of God's grace, God's love, God's eternal and never-ending care for us, can strengthen us to do absolutely anything it is that we face in this life. So when you are feeling called to pray, God, increase my faith, I don't know how to deal with this, I encourage you to think that what that might mean is, God, remind me how to be in relationship with you. Remind me that I need some time in silence where I can dip my toe in the river and remember your incredible love. Remind me that I need to spend time in nature, Lord, where I can cultivate that relationship, that sense of trust and care. Remind me that I need to spend more time with Holy Scripture, allowing your word to change my heart and life. Remind me, Lord, that music always transports and transforms me. And allow me to be still enough to simply listen. Whatever it is that feeds your heart and your soul, remind me, Lord, that you need 8 hours of sleep. And it's only when we're well rested that we can bring our best to God. Whatever it is that you need to reconnect to God and to allow yourself to feel that river of grace and love flowing in and through and around you. That is the increase of faith that will help you in any area that is currently causing pain or worry or hurt in your hearts and in your lives. So may your faith that is as large as a mustard seed fill you with all hope, all joy, and especially so deeply with the love of God, who wants nothing more than your loyalty and your love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.